You create your own economy. You create your own outcomes. You create your own results. This is ultimate security and, quite frankly, ultimate freedom. In this episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast, I want to talk to you about where security comes from. Right now, we are in a situation with the COVID-19 virus and the economic shifts that have happened as a result of that, that's causing a lot of people a sense of insecurity, of a lack of security, of not knowing what is going to happen and whether they will be able to take care of themselves, the people they love, live their dreams, live their vision, grow their business, all of that. So for those of you who are in business for yourself, clearly there are some big shifts on the horizon with the economy. We're not sure what the exact result is going to be from the economic, I don't want to be doom and gloom here, but what is the economic fallout going to be? Is it going to be a nice V-shaped bounce back? Is this going to be a longer economic downturn? How is it going to affect your business? All of these are questions for the business owner, you know, not to mention, you know, am I going to be able to keep my employees employed? Will I have to lay anyone off? Will I have to fire anyone? Is it better to provide them unemployment benefits versus lowering their hours, right? We don't know what the projected timeline or the long-term effects, much less the midterm effects are going to be economically as a result of this. So I thought, given that there is so much insecurity right now and uncertainty right now in the economic horizon, that this would be a really good time to talk about where security comes from. So let's back this up and talk first about where insecurity comes from. So fundamentally, I think that this is an issue of not understanding what the creative process is, like how you are able to take an idea and transmute it into a physical result. That is the creative process, taking a thought and making it manifest into something physical in this 3D material world, having some sort of experience or result. And fundamentally, most people don't understand the cause and effect of that. What causes certain effects? What is the creative process? What are the things that you must do? And what are the things that you don't want to do in order to get the results that you want? And most people don't understand what that is. And this is fundamentally the manifestation process. Yet we're not trained to think of this. In fact, we've been programmed, most of us have been brought up not to trust ourselves, not to understand fundamentally that we are creative beings, that we have this magnificent tool capability to create whatever we want. And when you truly understand what this process is, have faith in it, the process, but also faith in yourself, in your ability to execute in this way, that you understand it in your cellular level, if you will, so completely that regardless of outside circumstances, you are very clear that you will be able to create the results that you want. That creates security. And right now we have a lot of changes on the horizon. The landscape is completely shifted. And if you don't understand this creative process, you are stuck reacting to the circumstances by trying to change the outward things, the tactics, if you will, in your business in order to survive, thrive, get to the other side, all of that. So in order to really come from a place of security, you have to truly understand what the creative process is. Now, most of us don't have certainty in that because we were by mostly unconsciously means had that programmed out of us by our parents or whoever raised us. And I hesitated there because I think that most parents, not all, but most parents are not conscious of how they might undermine their children's ability to create in this world. I think most parents come to parenting from a very positive place, trying to really serve their kids and help them be the best that they can. But they too have learned in a way to separate themselves from themselves and their creative abilities. So they're just passing on a programming that's not truly functional and doesn't give you groundedness and confidence and faith in yourself. So how do we get that? How do we get that groundedness and belief in ourselves? Well, one of the ways that we were taught growing up to disconnect from ourselves or to stop believing in ourselves was when we asked for something, or we were having a conversation, or we were engaged with our parents. Let's use a very simple example. Like we say something to our mommy and we go, "Mommy, are you okay?" And she says, "Yes, everything's fine." And she puts a smile on her face because she doesn't want you to worry, but you know intuitively that she's stressed out or worried about money or something. And then you stop trusting your intuition. And your intuition is one of your mental faculties. It's one of the faculties that you use to create through your thinking, through your mind, whatever you want in this world. So in that moment of trying to help a child, we are actually teaching a child not to trust herself, to believe in her intuition, which is a mental faculty that will allow her to create whatever she wants. We also hear things like when we want something and our parent says, "That's not possible, you can't have it because of X, Y, and Z," and we start believing in limitation. Things like that get programmed over and over again. And in addition to that, we are put through our education system, which I actually quite enjoyed growing up. It was very satisfying to me to be in school, be given an assignment, excel at it, get a check plus, get the A plus, whatever it was, feeling that satisfaction of getting something done and completed. And yet that can make you addicted to the affirmation of people in the outside world or doing it according to certain rules versus understanding actually how to create as opposed to just answer questions or just memorize or just get something right for a test or just get the attaboy or the pat on the back. So we want to recognize that there's all sorts of ways that we've been trained out of really trusting ourselves and understanding how the creative process works, and giving our power over to other people, whether it's our parental units or the school system or whatever it is, and not really having confidence in ourselves or trusting ourselves. So how do we flip that now that we have some cognizance about that? Let's not focus on the past and what wasn't serving or hasn't led to this, but let's focus on how we actually shift into a place of security. And I think fundamentally that this comes from two things, well, probably many things, but two things that I would like to share with you today. One is really understanding the creative process, that what we can conceive of in our mind is more powerful than outside circumstances. And if we hold a thought in our heart, which means we add the emotive quality to it, the emotions to it, that we really, we play with that vision. It's like we make love to it almost. We're like intimately involved with it, emotionally involved with it. And that then impacts the kind of actions that we will take. And that is more powerful than any outside circumstance. Now, this is not to say, and I want to be very clear here, this is not to say that outside circumstances don't have an impact. Clearly, COVID-19 is having an impact on people's economy and their health and their sense of security. That said, if you are able to, instead of focusing on that, now, one more thing here. I want to be very clear here. I am not advocating for just positive thinking. That does not do you any good. You have to take action and really be strategic about what you're doing in this time period. So the phrase that I've been telling my clients and have been sharing with people is have faith, be clear about where you're going, have the vision, but tie up your camels, right? Like, you don't want to just leave it up to like the people around you to negotiate your outcome. No, take the steps you need to take right now to be smart in your business as you're also conceiving of how you want to move through it and get to the other side, okay? So the creative process says that you can transmute your thoughts, your vision, your power of thinking, your imagination is one of your mental faculties that is part of this creative process. And you can transform what you're thinking about into whatever result that you want. But it requires staying with the process. And most people who have heard that you can turn thoughts into things, for instance, they don't necessarily stick with that long enough in order to get the results that they want. And the thing with spiritual seeds or mental ideas is that we don't know how long it's going to take to transmute them from a thought to a thing, a physical manifestation. Now, generally speaking, the more practice you have with this, the longer that you've been doing this for consciously, the deeper your track record is, the faster the manifestation will be, because you won't get off course. You'll stay with it very clearly for a longer period of time. And that creates a faster manifestation period. That said, there are bigger goals that you just don't know if you know what the time period is. And sometimes the time period that you expect it to happen in is off, and sometimes it's that you didn't put enough effort into it because action is required. So you have to really have a clear idea of how the creative process works and not give up along the way. Most people won't stay with something until they master it. In fact, they use it to prove a negative belief. So you might be going along thinking, okay, here's my vision, here's what I want, I'm holding it. And then an outside circumstance comes in and an event, a person, a conversation, something happens in the outside world that causes you to doubt that you're capable and able to do what you're setting out to do. And you, instead of going back, straight back to, nope, this is my vision. This is my clear vision and I'm holding it. Nothing can separate me from it. Nothing can throw me off course. People will use it to support their old identity, their old belief of who they are. So they use it to support that they're wrong, that they're not good enough, that they're not pretty enough, smart enough, not capable enough, that they're not lovable, right? Some core fundamental belief that has you believing that you can't do what you want to do. And they use this outside circumstance as a way of supporting the old belief rather than sticking with the new belief and new vision of where you're going and what you want to create. So you have to stick with what you want in your vision and your new belief structure long enough for you to make it through the gestation period, which you don't know from the get-go at the beginning how long it's going to take. Now, instant manifestation is a thing, so it could happen very quickly, but it could take 3 weeks, a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You don't know how long it's going to take. Are you going to quit? Are you going to give up? Are you going to stop? If you do, you support the belief that you are not capable. You support the old way of doing things, and you support insecurity because it just proves to you that you are not the powerful creative being that you actually are. It undermines your confidence, and it separates you from the truth that you can create whatever you want. So the first thing that I want to give you is be very clear about what you want to create, and then hold that regardless of outside circumstance or any experience. If you fall off the wagon, get back right back at it the moment you notice that. Okay? Do not let it be a thing that builds a groove that you can't do this. Just get right back at it. Okay? Do not let it be a place where you support worry, doubt, or fear. Okay? And undermining your personal capacity and confidence. Now, the second thing that I want to give you right now is that you have to, and this is linked to the first thing, you have to build your word with yourself. Okay? You have to be your word. That means that whatever you commit to, you have to keep that commitment. When you do this with the creative process, meaning I said I wanted this, and I'm keeping to that. I'm not going to shrink it. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to pretend I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to use any experience to undermine me. All of that is not keeping your word to yourself. And you need to keep your word to yourself. You need to build that muscle. This is something that I've had to build over time. And I, quite frankly, I keep building with myself. It's not a one and done kind of thing. So here are a few ways of building your word with yourself. One is what I just mentioned about when you have the vision, you keep the vision. You don't let yourself be knocked off for extended periods of time. You get right back at it. Another way is to keep daily commitments with yourself. So if you want to do something bigger in your life, what is the result that you're looking for? And what would be a simple habit or commitment that you could take on a daily basis that would lead to that result? Get crystal clear about what that is, and then make a commitment to yourself and keep that commitment for a minimum of 30 days. If you break that commitment, you start on day one again, because you must build this muscle of keeping your word to yourself. This is what builds confidence in you. This is what builds your capacity. This makes you have faith and belief and trust in your abilities, okay? Because the more you blow it off, the more you build that groove in yourself that says, I'm untrustworthy and I won't do what I say, and therefore I can't get the results that I want. Now, that's not something that you want to reinforce, as you can well imagine. So instead, you're going to start building commitments with yourself. Now, generally speaking, I attract a very overachiever type woman, and she wants to build 10 new habits all at once. That is a way of setting yourself up for failure. Pick one Pick one thing. Build a habit. It can be a stretch habit, okay? But build one thing that you do every single day for a minimum of 30 days, okay? I call it the 30-day commitment challenge. So really do that. Okay, third thing for building your word with yourself. Use your calendar. This is a big, big one. Use your calendar. Put what you're going to do on your calendar. Don't overcommit. Don't overload yourself, but also don't undercommit, okay? Find that sweet spot where you're stretching yourself and really going for more. And then get to your appointments on time. I'm still working on that, guys. I have to tell you, this is the year. Let's just say, okay, I'm announcing it here. That's going to be my 30-day commitment. For the next 30 days, I'm getting to every single appointment, either early or on time. Okay, so use your calendar, get to your appointments on time, and do what you're saying that you're going to do on your calendar when you said you were going to do it. That means not letting things take longer than what's on your calendar, not letting things overflow, not blowing things off, not saying that you'll do it later or at a different time. Okay, what's on your calendar, commit to it, keep your word to it, okay? And then doing what you say you're going to do, okay? I gave you some specific examples of it, but more generically, do what you say you're going to do. Even when no one's looking. This is so important, guys. If you say you are a grateful person, be grateful inside your head, even when people aren't looking. If you say that you're supporting someone, support them inside your head, even when someone's not looking. If you say that you are going to do something, do it that way, even when no one's looking, because it actually does. We think it matters what other people think of ourselves, but what really matters is what you think of yourself. And if you keep being dishonest with yourself, you will have a lower self-image of yourself. You will think lesser of yourself. You won't like yourself as much. In fact, you'll start not liking yourself. And this is not conducive to being unstoppable in the world. This is not conducive to going after things and getting them done. This undermines your energy. This undermines your self-esteem. Okay? And it keeps you from being someone who is actually executing on what she says she's going to do. So you want to be your word all the time, even when someone's not looking, okay? And where does this show up? This could be in how you eat. This could be in how you exercise. This could be in how you treat your team members. This could be in how you show up with your clients. This could be in how you think about other people, what the conversations are in your head. All of that. Be your word. Be someone you love. Be someone you admire. Be someone you respect. And it starts with small little shifts. Perfection is a way of keeping yourself small. Just incrementally but quickly raise the standard for yourself. Do it quickly. Zero exceptions. Hold yourself to a higher standard. But if you're not perfect, that you should throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? You have to be able to stick with something until you master it. This is part of being unstoppable. And it's part of creating a sense of security in yourself so that no matter what the circumstances are in the world, you know how to create whatever you want. You create your own economy. You create your own outcomes. You create your own results. This is ultimate security and, quite frankly, ultimate freedom. So with that, I'm Amira Alvarez. Have an awesome day. Rock it out. Be unstoppable. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.